Arnold Schwarzenegger. To us, he's just that other type of nigger. But good luck to him in his last game. Hopefully, he's just lying like everyone else. And he'll do a B1 and come back in like a month. Still waiting for the Russians. Oh, and it looks like no. Right, if you just joined us, this is Div 2 Finals for ENSL, and my voice apparently sounds so male today that it's not normal. Wow, that's incredible. Smoke's actually the biggest cunt in the world. And today it's versus Team Russia and Irate. Russia currently leading 1-0. Winning their marine rounds, that was a good start for them with PC comming, unfortunately lagging out. And now we have Irate on the comeback. Hopefully, going to put a good round, going to try and win it. Definitely players to watch this game are going to be McPersil, Snake, Tweedle, Alexei, and although you can't watch him, Entropy, also known as Big Banana to the community. If you're across the waters, that is. I mean, everyone else should know him. Unfortunately, my partner, Space Jesus, can't really talk now because he's got internet issues. Good game. NTR. And the game should start shortly. Russia have just had a lag out, and Irate are already readied up. If you missed last round, that was some very good play by Russia. Good teamwork, good coordination, great comming. It was very fast, very, very well done. They went for a fast cap, hit cargo nodes, beacons, went for a double phase gate, and yeah. Just ended it, slaughtered it, second hive, then went for the next hive that they put up using their res, and they went for the final hive. It was a very good game. I suggest you download the demos from afterwards. Anyway, this round is gonna rely on Big Banana. I want to see him come to a good level, and I think, Irate could win it. I think the shotgun's going to go to Alexei, and the other shotgun's going to go to James or Tweedle or Quer Format. I don't think Terrakane's going to get it, but I could be wrong. Big Banana's probably going to use a, double pressure group tactic, hitting both nodes, trying to get them both down. It's very offensive, very aggressive, but it does work. Game should start soon now. I mean, Russia are taking their time. I don't know what tactic they're using, but it'll probably end up as Gorge Rush or something. Players to watch this game are Snake, McPersil. Snake for his fading. McPersil for some. He's got a very interesting Skulk style. It's very unique. It's very Phil-esque, but, at a just a bit lower level. But he can do some interesting stuff. I mean, he obviously loves the game because he spends his whole life on it. On the other hand, you have Snake, who's got a very nice safe style of fading, but he can rack up the kills as well. On the other hand, I rate have Tweedle, who has been in top clans before, and I rate's just another one to add to the list, really. I mean, Tweedle is a good player. I could easily see him in a Prem Div clan, but he's been inactive on and off, etc. But depending on how active he's been recently, I could see him completely carrying this game, or just, you know, doing alright. Alexei, on the other hand, is Finnish. I mean, we all know Finnish people have, like, insane skill, yeah? So Alexei's just one of these average Finnish players that is actually very talented. And the game's starting. Right, aliens have Pipeline Hive, Marines have Marine Start. Okay, looks like Alien's going to cap C-12 or Cargo or C-12 or Nanogrid. Alexei's pushing to Taupe on his own. First prediction was wrong. He's not going to get a shotgun. Queer format and Tweedle at base. Alexei! Oh, Alexei! LMGing one, then knifing the other. They did a free Skulk rush on him at Taupe. Not the best of aim, but it was still nicely played. Two Marines going to Overlook, going to cap it preferably. Two Marines Taupe, they should cap that then wait, really. Terrakane getting a kill, playing it very nicely. Got Parasite though, that's what I like about Russia. They get their Parasites, they sort their teamwork, they kill for Marines. It's a good play. One Marine Overlook's risky in my opinion. Now he's going sub, but it was risky to start with, but I guess it was clever because Terrakane can hold the other two nodes while he caps sub. Three pressure Marines are at East Junction. They've got a shotgun and a welder, so it's only one pressure group. And looks like they're pushing to cargo. They may go C-12, but no, it looks definitely cargo. Tweedle killing the gorge, well played. No, they're going C-12. They're going to C-12, pushing it. Skulk, two Skulks and a Lurker nearby, but two Skulks and a Lurker nearby, but apart from that, they don't, oh no, they're gathering up. Three Skulks at C-12 with a Lurker and a Gorge, the whole team at C-12, this gives Irate the very good chance to cap, and they're taking an opportunity well. Tweedle playing very well like I said he would, doing very well. Getting the shotgun, if he gets that shotgun, yeah. That was great by Tweedle, taking two Skulks, pressuring the last one. Three Skulks even. Two Marines at C-12, being gassed to hell by that Lurk. Lurk being McPersil. Tweedle not performing as well with shotgun, and both Marines are down to Snake Skulk. On the other hand, they're pushing cargo, they've got two Marines in cargo already, that's very well done. They've got whole of subside, so it's looking good for them. Oh, Alexei does a ninja on the shotgun at C-12. This is critical. If he can kill that gorge and then the nodes, you know, that's good play. Right, yeah, two Skulks, C-12, and a Lurk, though, so. Three Skulks and a Lurk. Just dominated. They did get cargo down. That's a good thing. Cargo did go down, and they're just camping it now. Holding their nodes, it's nice. Skulks haven't started killing nodes this game. This stage in the game, it could go either way. Irate on four nodes, Team Russia on one. External nodes, that is. Team Russia have MCs, just going up now. They've got only two, so I don't know where that third one's disappeared to. But it looks like Snake's up. Snake's fade is up. Three Marines pressuring to system right now, and one's going to be saving Taupe. Oh, Tweedle rocking well there.
Lord, he's incoming system, reporting.
Who's that?
Who is that, actually, lol?
Can you you Bantam jerky.
How did he get in there?
I don't know. He's left the server.
Oh man, we got ninjas.
Oh, phase gate system. 5 marines spreading out, 4 heading to cargo, 1's heading to sub. Nicely played by Big Banana here. I would have sent the 1 sub double, in my opinion, to cap both nodes, but it's good. Russia really aren't on nodes this game, it's quite bad. I mean, they're hitting no nodes currently, and 4 marines pressuring into cargo with shotguns. All shotguns. No, 2. But 2 welders as well. It's lethal. What do you think, Space Jesus?
I think this is going to be a critical part of the game, right here.
Still lagging.
Yeah.
Right, Snake's got to play it safe. He's only got level 2 celerity, and the fact they've only got 2 MCs is bad because it means silent skulks are nowhere near as effective. Son doing a very good job hitting base here. Nicely done. I think Snake's gone to support him. Looks like Big Banana's playing it safe and sieging. Not my personal opinion, but, you know, could work. Ooh! Snake playing it very, very risky there. I mean, it's good that soldier missed, why is he could have been dead face? Siege is going up. Only 1 skulk on nodes. This is not good. Really, these teams, both of them, have had really bad node coverage with the aliens. And that's why the marine winds are up. It's because these aliens aren't killing enough nodes as skulks. The Skulk should stop pressuring them, they should really get on nodes right now. You know, IRA have a whole of subside. And, 3 nodes, well, 4 including their base node, is, you know, a good position to be when you're sieging a hive. The Fade's hitting base, arguably is a bit pointless when you could get a Skulk to... And, 2 gorges on the hive, but with that many sieges and marines there, you know, it should go down. It's 36 seconds until the hive's up. But 4 sieges on the hive, even if it does go up, they're only going to be able to get chambers off that. They will not be able to keep it alive. It's up, the hive is up, but it's about to die. Hive down, but they got some SCs off it. I think it's only 1, but it's better than nothing. They played it a lot better than Irate did when their hive went down. Even so, only 1 skulk on nodes, this is not good. Oh wait, nope, they got 3 SCs, they got all SCs. I was wrong, didn't look at minimap correctly. That was very well played. Looks like we're doing a base rush, and no. It's a very similar situation to last round, but with the SCs, I think the aliens have a lot better chance, you know. Focus really helps against LA Marines. And Irate don't even have damage 1 by 8 minutes. What is Big Banana playing at? He's being a really big boon here. Seriously, he's the ultimate nibs. Luckily, his team are playing very well. Terracane actually surprising me and going top fragger. To not what I said earlier. Alexi doing a good job as well. Being a Finn and all. Looks like a gorgeous capping double. Yeah, a gorgeous cap double. Both nodes double. But Marines need to get some shotguns there and push it. Marines got phase gates at cargo and system. It's a good position, they can hold subside nodes while having that cargo phase gate, meaning they can push into cargo if the hive goes up. It's a good position, but all Russia needs to do is hold on to those nodes and, you know, I'm gonna get some Onos, get some fades, and it's over. Especially with focus. Another fade here with focus would be pretty critical. Some epic play there by Irate in double. Good teamwork, welding up. PC's lagged out, but it doesn't matter because he wasn't actually in the team. Snake going through base here. He's playing it very defensive considering he's not even on low HP. Marine's capping double and welding double up. It's not good for Rush, I will admit. I think the Fade's playing it wrong and the Skulks aren't doing their job killing nodes. Looks like they're going to redrop cargo with that egg cargo, but they shouldn't be doing this right now. No, it's stupid. They need many more life forms if they're going to hold it. You know, McPersil should have faded. You know, get Ares to lurk with Adrenaline and Spore Spam. But at the moment, it's just crazy because they're going to drop a Hive, it looks like. Or maybe not. McPersil is backing away with only one fade. They need more life forms right now. Snake's down even. This is very bad. He can re-fade, but this is where Irate just needs to push on nodes, get the nodes down before the fade comes up. Yeah, as I said, Irate going for the nodes now, recapping at the same time. It's good play. Two gorges at the moment seems a bit stupid. I mean, McPersil really should be fade. It is crazy. It's all going to balls for Russia, really. I mean, you know, down to one node, fades being pretty useless, skulks aren't killing enough nodes, and we've got a gorge that's just Ramboing. You know, in my opinion, they really need to kill nodes. McPersil should have faded by now. It's just, it's gone tits up. For Irate, on the other hand, they've got some nice play going on. They're holding nodes, they're capping, but they're not doing any pressuring. I don't know what Big Banana's waiting for. I bet it's he's waiting for level 3 damage and HAs, but at this stage of the game, with the guns he's got, you know, he should be pushing their nodes down. HAs are out. As soon as his team's fully kitted up, they're going to push. Looks like this will be 1-1. Both Marine wins on NS Vale in the finals. We'll wait to see if the Russians can do anything miraculous, but unless Big Banana lags out during a base rush, I really can't see anything happening. Marine's getting phase gate, power core, near C12, pushing the last hive pipe. Got the whole map apart from Topo, C12, and pipe node, so I can't see them losing. My top three Fraggers predictions was pretty close, except Terracane did a lot better than I expected. Well played to him. match this game, probably Alex. He did very nice
job. Played it very safe, but it was very nice.
Yeah, so if you just join us, ENSL Finals. Between Russia and Irate. And it's 1-1 on NS Fail. Both Marine wins, and we should be on the next map soon, NS Tanith. Stay tuned with us, and we'll be back after a short break.
Give you some news on NS Tanith game.
Apparently Jericho, the server's down.
Right. Alright, versus Russia on NS Tanith.
Sorry, it's a one-man show tonight, guys. Space users has been lagging, and it's all been bad. Just blame NTL, yeah? Good game. Go NTL. If you want to PM me your predictions for this map, just go ahead right now. I'll shoutcast them out live. Or if you've just got any, you know, shoutouts to anyone. I mean, for instance, Fanner is Fat or something. Love AA or something like that. You know, anything. Just send it in. While we wait, if you just missed the last game, it was NSVL 1-1. Marine wins. Pretty good, pretty good. And the server's currently down, so why am I bothering? I'm gonna open World of Warcraft, tell me when we next start. Oh, looks like we're back up. If you just joined us, we had a few problems with Shoutcast for ENSL Finals of Division 2 between Irate and the Russians. It was a good game last map, actually. 1-1 wins on Marines. I'd like to see... I don't think that's going to happen this map, because as many of you know, Tanith is a bit more alien biased in that sense. I mean, it takes a good comm to win Tanith. I know many comms that just don't play it very much because they hate the map. But, you know, I'd like to see what happens. If you've got any shout-outs or predictions for this map or anything, you just want to PM me on IRC. I'm under Gibbs. And sorry for it being a one-man show tonight, guys. Space Jesus, unfortunately, has some problems with his broadband. Good game, NTL. And now, let's see how this game goes on NS Tanith. Impact players this game will be for the aliens, Alexei and James Bond for Lurk and Fade. And for Marines, it'll be McPersil and Snake with some very good commanding from PC. I don't know how the Russians going to play this map, actually, because it's very unique in its layout. I think it'll be similar to the last map, and they'll go for a good old cap in all directions and then just attack. And we really want this game to start now. I'm getting very tired. Alright, readied up. Be right back, I'm just gonna go and get naked. Oh shit, game started. Aliens start with Fusion Hive, and Marines start with Marine Start. Three Marines pushing Chemical, very odd. One Marine pushing West, very, very odd tactic. Could work. Yeah, they surprised Terrakane, who got killed straight away, and I think they're going to push straight into Acidic, where the Gorge is actually fleeing from Acidic. Going for the RT cargo now. Interesting tactic. Very good tactic, though. I like it, because you put pressure on them, so the one Marine can cap, and cargo is such a good RT to get down with LMGs, so the aliens playing very well, taking both Marines out in Acidic. Unlucky to McPherson there, he actually had quite good aim, he just got very unlucky. Bit of a pointless attack really, they got two nodes out of it, but they didn't kill any nodes, so you know. One Marine pushing double. I think there's too many lone Marines in this tactic, to be honest. Versus a team with better Skulks, you know, they just get completely annihilated. Two Marines double. Skulks not really doing much, just, you know, scouting, getting a few paras, killing nodes. Double, you know, down to one Marine. Not even got that node up yet. I think, from what I can see now, Irate have this unless that shotgunner and chemical does some serious damage. Looks like they're pushing into cargo with that shotgunner. They only got one node at the start because they pushed the gorge back. Although that gorge still has res for it, it was set for max still. Three marines in cargo taking it down, four marines. Ares taking on the last two skulks. Nodes down, nodes down. Acidic's been put up though, so he needs to push into Acidic now. Take that down. Good turnaround. I mean, now Russia have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nodes, including their base nodes. 6 nodes, and they've taken down cargo. And it's all looking good now. It does not look good for Irate. Very bad play by Irate. They don't even have skulks on nodes now. What are they playing at? I do not know. I mean, that's one of the most critical things in games like these, is skulks on nodes. Lurk down. Very nicely done by Sone. He took the lurk and a skulk. And Alexei's whining about Big Banana. Alexei's whining about Big Banana not calling it. Sone with some very impressive aims. He's aimbotting, I swear. Very nice. Well, for this division standard anyway. Finally, skulks are actually killing nodes. There's one in waste. No. He runs away from that node and he's killed it. He's killed it. Good job. Running to west now. Oh, it's Big Banana. Typical. Can't get your team to do a job, do it yourself. Looks like two skulks heading double to kill double nodes now, though. That's good. The Marines have a phase gate chemical and they're pushing into Acidic, where aliens have their last external node. Yeah. Shotgun is in Acidic. Three shotguns in the field. They've gone for lots of good. Yeah. Double being but actually, to be fair on Irate though, they are getting on nodes this game, and this will mean they can win. If they weren't on nodes now, they'd have already lost this. But it looks like that three-man shotgun group's blooming heading into a fusion hive. It's heading for the hive, it's going to go for the chamber, and wow, this is really bad. Such a PC really is a good comm for a natural. I mean, that was a good call, but they did a great base rush to counter. The only thing they could have done in that situation, and it worked, but that was a nice play there. I liked that call. It was very aggressive. I mean, the skulks can't come back to three shotguns in a hive. They just die, so just a never-ending spawn camp. And the hive's only on 3/4 HP now, less than that even. Very nicely played. Fades up, second hive's up. Three marines gone straight back to fusion. Hopefully the fade can clear them. The fade dies here. It's all over. Queer format's fade, by the way. The node, the hive node's down. Oh my god, dearie me. This is quite the lorf. Very bad for Irate. Their scouting is appalling. These marines should have been called, like, you know, at least half a minute ago. Four marines all pushing down to waste now. Yeah. The Russians have suddenly got some extreme commanding going on. I don't know how they have such good commanding, actually. Their commander has gone step by step, learnt how to command so fast, and he's really, really, you know, calling all the right things at the right times. I'd say this play by Russia, in terms of what to do and when, is just as good as the Prem Div clan, quite easily. Queer format's down with some very stupid fading. He just blinked into a pack of marines and died. It is good game. Irate can't take this back. Right, and I can imagine Big Banana's crying right now. Phasegate cat, phasegate chem, marines and waste, killing the second hive, fade down, only one node that they had to recap. because it got taken down there in Hive Node. It's not good at all. It really isn't good. These Kemp phase gates down and Irate are getting on nodes, it'll mean they can prolong the game until they get more life forms up. They do need to hit base though and get advanced armory down though, because otherwise, you know, the tech will get too high. On the other hand, they don't even have damage 1 in terms of rushers concerned. That's bad comming, to be honest. You know, it's nearly 8 minutes without damage 1. McPherson got 3 skulks very nicely there. In cargo on his own with shotgun. Very nice play. They're all rushing in now, stupidly. It is quite crazy. I can imagine players like Tweedle being very angry at this game because they are he's a perfectionist, and this game's definitely not perfect when it comes to team play and tactics. I love what PC does with his shotgun. Cap fusion mode just for a laugh to take the piss. So that good game, well played there. 2-1 to Russia in the ENSL finals for Division 2 on NS Vale and NS Tanith. Into the fourth round now. It could be the last depending on if they win this one. Okay, we're gonna end the shoutcast here, the last round. Good luck to both teams, and catch you around, guys. I'm gonna go do homework now, Drakey. See you in the